former great Michigan State football quarterback Drew Stanton. He's on the other end of our line. Drew, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Where are you this morning, Drew?
I'm actually getting ready to go to work this morning in Indianapolis.
All right. You have had an interesting trek as you left Detroit and ended up in New York. I want you to tell the story. You were obviously looking for more playing time. Tell us why you left Detroit, how you ended up in New York, when that situation unfolded, what you thought, and how you ended up in Indianapolis.
The biggest thing that I was looking for this offseason was just an opportunity. I think an opportunity to establish myself as a backup in this league. That was the biggest thing that I felt like was going for me in New York, because there are so many positives. You look at the team, they've had a lot of success, obviously being a big market like that. And, you know, they also told me that if Mark's struggled at all or anything was going to go wrong, that they would feel comfortable putting me in and allowing me to take over. And, that's, music to my ears, because that's what I've been waiting for. And, I really liked the quarterback coach. I felt he's a guy that's played in the NFL. He understands the position. He can coach the position. And there was a lot of positives and felt good about signing there. It wasn't about, trying to get the most money. It was about trying to find the right situation. I really felt like that was that place. Then a week later, everything transpired the way that it did. But to the Jets' credit, they did, right by me by trying to help me get out of there and find another situation that I could be successful in. And, a couple months ago, if you'd asked me about Indianapolis, I wouldn't have even told you they were on my radar because I hadn't really even talked to them. And, now that I'm here and being around the head coach and the new GM and the new offensive coordinator and everybody around here, I couldn't be more happy to be in this place. And it's a funny way how things have worked themselves out. But, now that I'm here and receiving this opportunity, this is the first time in my career that I'm getting first-team reps and legitimately every day going in there as the guy. Obviously, that has the ability to change when Andrew comes, but, also my preparation, getting to that next step and feeling comfortable go in and have success in this league is something that I feel really good about at this point in time.
Were you upset when you found out about Tim Tebow signing with the Jets? Do you feel like New York kind of let you down because they made a commitment to you and then they went elsewhere?
No, I don't think so. I think that's the way this league works. You learn it. You have to adapt. Being in this for going on my sixth year now, you've seen pretty much everything. And it's about survival for the majority of us in this league. And, just trying to find ways to contribute and do the best that you can. And, like I said, the people that I really liked and admired and the reasons why I chose to go to New York, I still respect them. I still, was looking forward to working with them and admired what they have done over there. So I don't know exactly why it went down the way that it did. Again, it's a business, and somebody like Tim Tebow is going to bring media attention. And in New York market, that's probably what they want, considering the other team in New York just won the Super Bowl. So, there's little games like that, but, that's not something that I want to be involved with. And that's what I kind of told them. I said, you promised me one thing, and now the scenario's changed. And like I said, to their credit, they got me out of there, found me a good situation. And I'm really looking forward to being an Indianapolis Colt this year.
Indianapolis, of course, took Andrew Luck with the number one pick in the draft. But it's pretty interesting for you because even though he's supposed to be the new face of the franchise, he's a rookie, and what happens if he's not ready yet, and you are?
Well, I think he's going to be ready. That's one thing that I saw in minicamp, and, this offense is very quarterback-friendly. You saw Ben Roethlisberger come in as a rookie and have success, and, it is really fun for us to operate as quarterbacks with Bruce Arians' offense. It's one that's had a lot of success, obviously, over the years, but it is verbiage-friendly. It's quarterback-friendly, and there's a reason why they took him number one overall. And I'm going to do everything within my power to make that decision tough for them. Or I want them to feel real good about putting me in if something doesn't go right with Andrew. And that's my job as a professional in this league, to do everything within my power, as I was saying before, to be prepared to play, that if I get called in there, to go and win football games for the Indianapolis Colts.
Drew, tell us what you expect from the Detroit Lions this year. I know you're not on the team anymore, but what should we expect?
You know, I think they're, you know, added some key additions. Obviously, the offensive line has been an area of concern for them. Getting Riley Reiff to come to them at the position that they were, I know they were thrilled. I talked with Matthew a little bit about it. And, you know, being able to get a caliber of player like that to fall in your lap is pretty nice. And, you know, I think that they have that thing rolling in the right direction. You look at the weapons they have. Obviously, Calvin is as good as it's ever going to get at that position. And, you know, Matthew throwing for over 5,000 yards. I know they're looking to add more balance and, you know, getting Javid back and hopefully having a healthy season from him is going to be huge because he's so versatile. And getting Mikel back, and know he was progressing and working hard and doing those things to come back from his Achilles. So, you know, from the offensive standpoint, I think they're going to be able to have as much success as they ever had. Defensively, I don't know. I can't comment as much not being there, not knowing those guys anymore. With the additions they've made, you know, I know they have a good core group of guys. Obviously, it all starts up front with their pass rush, being able to do those things. And you know, they've got a lot of talent. They solidified that with Stephen Tulloch, with locking him up for the next couple of years, and Louis Delmas, you know, being a veteran now, I guess, or moving on to that phase in his career where he can become a leader of the secondary, all those things. So, you know, that's a franchise that it's tough to leave because it's on the rise, and it's something that I've been a part of. That's all I've really known in the NFL. But, you know, I wish them nothing but the best for 15 games out of the year this year, except for the one time when Indianapolis comes up there.
Drew, tell us about your relationship with former Michigan State quarterback Kirk Cousins, who's now with the Washington Redskins. Have you talked since the draft?
Yep, I've talked with him a couple times. You know, he found himself in an interesting situation, but I think he's a guy that's going to make the most of it, and that's what it sounded like when I talked to him. He didn't really have any idea that that was going to be the case, but again, I think that's a style of offense that suits what he's capable of doing. He has the ability to make a lot of throws, but he's an accurate passer. He can do things, and you know, it's so funny how pre-draft analysis goes, and then all of a sudden on draft day how things change. You know, where a guy, you know, the guy's pros or cons or what they can do. And, you know, they talked about Kirk's arm strength, but I think he had the threw it as hard as anybody else in the combine ever with the, when they measured miles per hour with the gun. So it's all these things that people want to label you as certain things, or you can do this, you can't do that. You know, but I think he's a guy that's going to go in there and learn the offense. He's going to do everything within his power to prepare himself to play. And, you know, he's found himself, like I said, in a situation that was one that he wasn't necessarily thinking was going to happen, but he's got to make the most of it, and that's the way this league works.
All right, Drew, put on your analysis hat. What do you expect from the Spartans this football season?
I just saw Andrew Maxwell a couple weeks ago at TJ Duckett's charity event, the Battlefield Brawl, and he you know, I talked with him a little bit, and he's excited. You know, it's his turn now to be the next Spartan quarterback, and he's got a couple of years to really entrench himself as one of the guys that can lead this team to prominence. The defense, obviously, is going to be up there with the returning of Max Bull and all those guys with Golston and Marcus Rush. And, you know, the style of defense they're playing, the swagger that they have will carry over because of the defensive coordinator that they have. I think that's a guy that I respect, watching him, the way that he coaches, and just his style, I think, is very similar to the mentality that Coach D wants. Offensively, obviously, it's going to be new faces and new guys around there, but when you have the ability to run the football, like I said, in the Big Ten with Le'Veon Bell, and I really think Larry Capers is, you know, as good of a back as been at Michigan State for a long time, too. You know, he hasn't had the reps because Edwin Baker, and you know, it's a crowded backfield. And you can even look at guys like Nick Hill that have the ability to run the football for you and move the chains and do some good things. So we need D'Anthony Arnett to obviously step up, but you know, he was an All-American at Saginaw for a reason. So I'm excited to see him play, and obviously he's going to be wearing number 5. So he will hopefully carry that tradition on well too.
All right, Drew, let's talk about the important stuff now, golf and the Drew Stanton Foundation. Tell us about High Five and tell us about your upcoming golf outing.
Well, the High Five golf outing is something that is becoming an annual event in Lansing, and we're really looking forward to enhancing it even more this year. We moved the event to Hawk Hollow and had a great couple of years at College Fields. You know, those guys over there were phenomenal and trying to help us get things going, and you know, from our standpoint, we outgrew it, which is a great thing. And because we're raising more money, we're doing more things. At Hawk Hollow, we actually have all 27 holes that we're going to try to occupy. We have 45 foursomes right now, looking to max it out at 54. And each foursome will play with a celebrity, some former Michigan State football, basketball player, hockey player. Some Red Wings will hopefully be there. Also going to have some Detroit Lions and some of my teammates down here with the Colts and other people that I know throughout the NFL that are going to come in and play golf. And the dinner is actually something that we're going to advertise differently June 7th on Thursday night, because we have the ability to use the facilities over at Eagle Eye at the amazing banquet hall that they have there. So, you know, that's something that if you don't golf, you can just come out, hang out, eat dinner, be a part of the auction and help raise money for my foundation, which supports Special Olympics of Michigan, and also Children's Miracle Network, which is right there at Sparrow Hospital. So, you know, it's a great cause, but even more so than that, really been fortunate to have the whole community rally behind me as far as our sponsorships with Lexus of Lansing. And then each hole, which is kind of unique, it's come out to this golf outing, I can promise you it's different from any other one you've been to, because each hole has a different sponsorship. There's a Qdoba hole where there will be a taco bar. Pizza House does a phenomenal job for us with bringing pizza and wings and, I mean, everything. It's over the top. And, you know, we have Hudsonville Ice Cream. There's also Lou and Harry's. So we have a lot of things. We're actually looking for a couple more food vendors if anybody's listening that has any recommendations for what I haven't said. Please get in contact with Danielle Robinson. But we're close to maxing this thing out, and that would be a tremendous feat for us switching over to Hawk Hollow this year.
All right, Drew, we will be talking with you a few days before the golf outing. We look forward to that. Drew Stanton, the Drew Stanton Foundation. Just go to High Five, and you can find highfivefoundation.org on the web. Drew, it's great to catch up with you. We'll talk with you again soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks a lot for having me.